Now, our next presentation is another entity which we supported through our partnership along with Smart Job and the American Action Fund. We've supported their exploration of artificial intelligence. This item is Dream Big, the influence of blind-centered experience and direction on artificial intelligence. And this gentleman is no stranger to this crowd. He brings his blind-centered intelligence to his role in helping to shape the work at Be My Eyes. Here's Brian Bashan.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. You know, last year during convention, Be My Eyes CEO Mike Buckley stood here and told you about the thing that had just started, a little thing called Be My AI. Anybody use it here? Today, I want to tell you a little bit more about what happens when a company has leadership that is centered on blindness. Beginning 10 years ago from our blind founder, furniture craftsman, Hans Wieberg, who wanted more solutions, more tools, there are significant blind memberships at Be My Eyes on our board of directors, and our products are influenced by 200 blind beta testers around the world. In fact, are there any blind beta testers for Be My Eyes in this room? Yeah. Since Mike Buckley spoke here in the last 12 months, we've had a profusion of new features that are blind informed. Now you can do private friends and family circles, create your own. You have Be My Eyes for work. You have Be My Eyes on an Android platform for the Global South. We have Microsoft partnered with Be My Eyes for Windows Desktop AI. Anyone use it yet? A couple months ago, we put out Be My Eyes' own inclusive language guide. What company puts out a disability language guide? One that is blind informed. Yeah. And we put out a service directory. It's in every app, maybe 1,000 different companies and so forth. But also in there, you will find the phone numbers and can be connected directly to every affiliate president in the United States. Centering on blindness really makes a difference. You know, those beta testers who started with us a little more than a year ago said one thing. I want facial description. And that loud and clear voice informed us. We're working with our partners at OpenAI, and we said, our members need facial description. They said, no, we've got to blur it. I said, we need this description. You know, we're at a table demanding something from a $100 billion company, and guess what? They gave us facial description. It's available in all 49 states except for the state of Illinois, which has its own rules. And I think there are a few lawyers in the Illinois, where are you? You got some work to do. Yeah. What we're finding in this last year is that blind people are using the hell out of AI. Last month, our servers had 2,100,000 queries just for Be My AI. That means every 1.2 seconds around the clock, somebody on the planet who's blind is asking for description through AI. That's, to our surprise, that's 7 times more queries for AI than the old volunteer service. guess what? The volunteer calls are still as strong as ever, have themselves increased, and it's important to us that if you need information, you have the choice. AI or human, it doesn't matter as long as you use it. The average person who's on AI uses it 4.7 times a day to find out information. And this last 16 months of experience has shown us that AI really can do amazing things. I'll tell you just one example. Last week, I spoke to a blind woman in California, who's using, she's figured out how to write the code to run a 3D printer. And those of you who've run 3D printers, sometimes they go awry. And so how does a blind person know mid-stage, is the object being created properly, or is it spaghettiing out and causing a mess? Now, ordinarily that would be easy, except when the spaghetti is 400 degrees in temperature. You can't use your hands on it. So she said, well, I'll try to take pictures with AI and it'll describe how the thing is going, and it worked. So I was very impressed, and at the end I thought to ask her, what university is she with? And she said, I'm in the 11th grade. That's the future of AI. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the future, and I want to do the most dangerous thing possible from the stage, which is a live demonstration. I'm going to ask Be My Associate Kearns Lane to come up to help with this demonstration. He's going to demonstrate our latest capability, which will be in your hands in a matter of weeks. It's GPT-4o, which is informed, I'm told, by 1 trillion parameters, things it sucked up on the internet from God knows where. It's the largest model out there, apparently. So when we demonstrate it, I want you to notice how the world is changing. Instead of taking a picture and waiting 10 seconds, which was a miracle all the way back in 2023, today, AI will be quick, conversational, and interruptible. So, Kearns, where are you? Okay. I'm going to say, hello, AI. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can't hear you.
Okay. Can you describe the logo of the National Federation of the Blind?
Yes. The logo of the National Federation of the Blind has 3 intertwined circles in red, blue, and green, symbolizing equality, opportunity, and security for the blind. Have you seen this logo before?
Yes, absolutely. But now I want to change topics, because knowing about STEM and science is important to blind people. Could you describe to me the appearance of the asteroid Ryugu?
Absolutely. Ryugu is a diamond-shaped asteroid with a rugged surface covered in rocks and boulders. Its color is dark, almost black, and it's about 1/2 mile wide. It's quite an intriguing sight. What got you interested in asteroids like Ryugu?
Well, I'm interested in many things, but could you tell me that same description in Spanish?
Claro. Ryugu es un asteroide con forma de diamante y una superficie escarpada cubierta de rocas y cantos rodados. Su color es oscuro, casi negro, y tiene alrededor de 1/2 kilómetro de ancho. Es bastante fascinante. ¿Qué te interesó de los asteroides como Ryugu?
Okay, es bastante. All right. Now I'd love to change from just talking to live video. Okay? You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Can you tell me what you see?
It looks like a conference room with lots of people seated and a podium at the front. There's a banner with logos, including Google, hanging behind the podium. Are you attending or presenting at this event?
Can you tell me if the folks look like they're enjoying my presentation? Okay. That's a first. Okay, I'd like to ask Kearns to point the camera at the president of the National Federation of the Blind.
How are you feeling about the presentation so far?
This is Mark Riccobono. Do you know who he is?
Yes. Mark Riccobono is the president of the National Federation of the Blind.
Excuse me, can you tell me what he looks like?
Sure. Mark Riccobono is wearing a dark suit with a green shirt and a tie. He has short, light-colored hair. He seems focused on his presentation. Anything else you'd like to know?
You said he had short, light-colored hair. The other day he told us that after 10 years his hair is receding. Is it really receding?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. President, can I ask you to do something for the camera? Just do something, and I'll ask AI what you're doing.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm ready to describe what's happening.
Okay, tell me what he's doing.
He was waving his hand at the camera. He's waving again. Anything else you'd like to ask him?
Okay, let's try one last thing. What is he doing now?
Now, he's raising his hand up high. Almost like he's waving or making a point. Seems like he's still keeping his hand up like he's making a point or signaling something. Looks like
he's very determined like that. Thank you, AI, and thank you, Kearns Lane. Will this be something requiring high tech when it comes to Be My Eyes? No, that was an iPhone 13 using a regular cellular network. And I'm going to tell you something, that today's AI is the worst AI you'll ever use. It's only going to get better. We are seeing, over the last year, fewer hallucinations. But the blind-centered folks at Be My Eyes are seeing some things that are actually a little worrying about this, too. The descriptions that AI is giving are increasingly bland, warm, and homogeneous. If you ask, say, for a photo of a real estate broker, you're never going to get a real estate broker carrying a white cane. Blind people are missing from these large language models. So we're seeing deeper problems because of that. Sometimes you'll ask one of these models, and there are about 24 of them active right now, so I don't want to pick on any one. You'll say, "I'm blind," and it will respond with, "I'm sorry." Or sometimes you'll hold up a business card. You think that would be an easy thing, and you'll say, and you're happy that the business card is in Braille and print, and you'll say, "Can you read the business card?" And it does say, "I can't read it because I can't read Braille." Sometimes it's taken a picture of me and it described me like it described President Riccobono and said, "He's carrying a long red-tipped cane." Well, I've never used a red-tipped cane in my life. The models have to stop generalizing. The models have actually told me that it's preferable to call somebody visually impaired than blind. Obviously, they weren't in resolutions yesterday. It's called your dog guide your best friend. And sometimes we see that you get syrupy and condescending language when a blind person does the merest accomplishment. And then it still has, guess what, the same ableist construct when you ask it, as the video now will tell you, your Uber is here. But where is here? One day I thought, okay, I'm going to try one model. I'll get my mail, and I'll just go through it one piece at a time. So I picked out a piece of mail and hold it up. I wanted to see who it was from, and it said, it's an envelope. And then I thought, okay, I'll ask it a second question. And I did, and it said, oh, it has a return address and a regular address and a stamp on it. It took me 3 times to get it to read who it was from. It never occurred to the model makers that users of this service would be blind or would hold paper upside down. These models are not unkind or prejudiced. We simply don't exist in them right now. We need to train these readers to be efficient as we train human readers. This in the field is called reinforcement training through human feedback. Large companies, the largest LLMs, are spending up to $100 million every year with humans training the models to be more accurate and more respectful. But to my knowledge, no blind person has yet been hired to join this team of reinforcement training. Would any of you like to be hired to train these models? Some companies say they don't need us. They can train these models with theoretical models of blind people. Do you think that possibly could represent our lived experience? So how can we make things better? In the very near future, you will have a chance to train these models yourself. In fact, our friend Everett Bacon announced this week that his company, Aira, is already soliciting your input to train its models for better results. Yeah. Now, I know that some of your sessions, your video sessions particularly, may be private, and we want to find ways to respect that. So in our and other user agreements, you will always have the chance to opt out if something seems private to you. But we hope you're going to lean in and train these models. It's the only way that we can exist and show up in them. You know, we train teachers, employers, family, everybody on the street about blindness every day. Why is training AI any different than that? You know, actively speaking our truth has always been at the core of Federationism. And so I ask you, did you sit and wait for the Vision Industrial Complex to get rid of subminimum wages?
No.
Did you sit and wait for somebody else to put sounds on quiet electric cars?
No.
Did we put up with ATMs that didn't talk when they arrived? Do you want to sit and wait for the AI companies to get blindness right by themselves?
No!
So please share your sessions. Consider it a revolutionary act to change the machine. You know, tech writer Tom Chatfield said it best. There is no question that AI is changing the world. The question is, who will be changing AI? Whose majority models will be the ones that go forward? And who will be left out? Federationists, we must not be left out. Thank you.